Handling dangerous goods, hazmat, environmental issues, and hazardous waste. Reporting of material content is part of a larger movement towards sustainable trade practices that promote a clean, safe, and healthy environment, including reuse, recycling, and recovery of industrial materials and responsible handling of products at the end of their useful life. There are national laws regarding the handling of dangerous goods, hazmat, and there is a movement to support more thorough documentation and disclosure of potentially problematic material content of goods exchanged in trade. The European Chemical Agency, the US EPA, and others maintain lists of restricted or regulated substances. Many organizations also maintain their own lists of banned or restricted materials and of preferred materials. Many governments require organizations to have contingency and disaster preparation plans in place to mitigate both the environmental and economic consequences of a disaster. As options for hazardous materials disposal decline and the disposal of non-salvageable materials becomes more challenging, companies are being forced to identify ways to reduce the use of these types of materials in their production processes. Another option is to create a recovery program, such as for refrigerant, environmental issues. Internationally, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, plays a role in providing evidence-based research for national policy setting for environmental issues related to transportation. The organization promotes a rules-based multilateral trading system to combat the triple threat of climate change, pollution, and biodiversity loss. They study things such as the impact of trade agreements on sustainable transportation policies. In the EU, policy research such as this has resulted in some types of plastic waste being banned, meaning you cannot import such plastics. In another example, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has been proactive when it comes to protecting the environment from unhealthy and potentially life-threatening pollution. The EPA requires reporting to the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Response Center of any release of hazardous substances, a term specific to the EPA, if the release is equal to or greater than its reportable quantity. The EPA governs contributors to both noise and air pollution, which may include railroad locomotives and truck tractors. It has instituted stringent emission standards for heavy-duty truck engines. Hazardous waste. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, hazardous waste is waste, such as chemicals or nuclear material, that is hazardous to humans or animals and requires special handling. Another category of hazardous waste is biological waste. Hazardous waste stored at warehouses must be either treated or disposed of by personnel authorized to do so with an environmental permit or an exemption. Precautions must be taken to prevent the material from escaping from the container while in storage. Allow its transfer only to an authorized or licensed party. Include written information with the container that identifies and describes the waste being transferred.